ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a question regarding whether the curse and cursing the disbelievers is one of the conducts of the prophets, the Anbiya, alayhi salam, or not, and whether the prophets cursed the disbelievers who existed amongst their nation, the nation to whom they were sent or not. It should be noted that this act of cursing the disbelievers is something that God himself did, the Prophet of Islam had done, the Ayyamah alayhi salam did, and many people, many holy personages like these, you know, in various cases and in various circumstances, this has been related from them. In the Holy Quran, we read that a lot of people did not accept the invitation of the prophets and remained in their state of disbelief were cursed by their prophets. And following this curse, they were punished, and the punishment and azab of God was sent upon them. For example, the Prophet Noah, Prophet Nuh, after preaching to his people for many centuries and inviting them towards God and monotheism, he lost hope in their belief, and he cursed them. In the Holy Quran we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. O God, do not allow to remain on this earth even one disbeliever. As in one case, in another place we read something similar regarding the Prophet Moses. He cursed the Pharaoh, the hosts of the Pharaoh, the followers of the Pharaoh. He said, O God, destroy their wealth, and because of their sins, make their hearts harden their hearts in such a way that they never believe, and they become afflicted with a painful punishment. This is in Surah Yunus, verse 88. Also, the Prophet Shu'aib, alayhi salam, he cursed his nation. In Surah A'raf, verse 89, we read the following that has been related from him. He says, I only rely and trust in God, my Lord. And then he asks God, he says, O God, judge between me and my nation truthfully, and you are the best of judges. Right, so these are all indications that, yes, this was a conduct of the Prophet, albeit after they lost hope in, certain people ever believing in them and believing in monotheism and believing in God and adhering to righteousness. Once they lost hope, they would curse their nation. But before that, you know, it wasn't that the prophets would just automatically begin to curse, the disbelievers. That's definitely not one of the conducts of the prophets and the men of God. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether the cursing of the disbelievers was a conduct of the prophets or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.